Then you can tweet your questions or comments to the game KMAN. We'll have time for some phone calls later on in the show. We're about to be joined by Brad Hill, K-State head baseball coach, here in just a moment. The Wildcats won 3 of 4 games that they played each of the first 2 weekends of the season, first in Kissimmee, Florida, and then this past weekend in South Carolina. They first took a game from the fourth-ranked team in the country, the South Carolina Gamecocks, winning that one 6-5. Jordan Floyd nails down the save. As the Wildcats pick up that win, it was a Jake Scudder 2-run homer that wound up being the difference in that game. That's obviously a huge win for the team and the program. They then go to Lexington, South Carolina, and take 2 of the next 3, a couple wins off of Liberty in comeback fashion after losing to St. John's. But you have to feel pretty good about where things are at right now for this team. This is a very important year for the baseball program, and at least to me, from having a chance to see them for 4 of those games and hearing what happened in South Carolina, I've been pleasantly surprised with what's happened.
What's really stuck out for me, if you look at all of these games in a 6-2 start, not all, but think about it this. I see just going down the list, a 5-4 win, a 3-2 win, a 6-5 win, a 4-3 win. There's 4 one-run victories right there. That's good baseball when you're doing that.
Well, and guess how many they had all of last year?
About the same,
right? That'd be 3. Yeah, 3-10 last year in one-run games, and 4-0 so far this season. So obviously that has been a huge part of the 6-2 start for the Wildcats. And we're joined now by Brad Hill, the Wildcats head coach. Appreciate the time in joining us today on Wildcat Insider. Coach, just how positive of a start has this been from your perspective?
Well, it's a good positive start. It is what it is, a start. But obviously to have some things in place that maybe, you know, we didn't see a year ago, and particularly at the back end of pitching, just Jordan Floyd has been so good, lots of confidence, and then to see some young guys really step up, you know, I think that adds a lot to it, of knowing that you're going to have, you know, some reliable people at the back end. Just gives you a little more confidence, you know, keep the game close. If you have a lead late, you feel a lot better about that. So I just say, more from a psych standpoint, that's been a big positive for our ball club.
Brad, congratulations on the start. You mentioned the back end, and that bullpen has been so good, led by Floyd, but there have been some other young guys that have helped you there that have really been pretty terrific, honestly, so far in this early start.
There really has been. And Jared Maroff, I mean, he's kind of an unsung guy. No one even knows who really Jared Maroff is. I mean, he goes out there and kind of the first weekend, honestly, saved the weekend for us because we were scuffling and scrambling. And it was one of those games, when we played Ohio State, you're going, man, this game's gonna get out of hand. We're going to have to use 3, 4, 5 pitchers, and it's going to be ugly. And next thing you know, that guy goes out there and acts like a veteran and pitches himself 3 solid innings. We don't score anymore, and just really settled down the whole weekend for us and saved our bullpen for the rest of the weekend. And then came against South Carolina and really did the same thing. And I think one unfortunate at bat in there, but other than that, he comes against South Carolina and really kind of goes out there and acts the same way. Good composure and does a nice job. And then, of course, Casey Ford, what he did in South Carolina was really spectacular.
Brad Hill talking with us here, K-State baseball head coach. Coach, we were kicking around before we came on with you here. I mean, 4-0 in one-run games this year after winning just 3 all of last year. How significant is that?
Well, again, that's hopefully what usually the trend is, and you hope it keeps trending up, is that the teams that win one-run games tend to have success and have good seasons and get to play into the postseason. So, you know, we're off to a good start with that, and coaches take some years off our life, those one-run games, but to come out on the right end of them, I guess, that's a positive. But like I said, so far, again, that has been a positive. The kids have really held their composure together. But again, it just really kind of boils down to really having a lot of confidence in that guy who's finishing those last 3 to 5 to 6 outs, maybe. And Jordan's been that guy, and it's been a while since we've really, you know, had somebody like that you feel a lot of confidence in.
Kansas State baseball coach Brad Hill is our guest on Wildcat Insider on this Monday. Brad, I'd ask you right now about to maybe give us a thought on how you feel about the starting pitching to this particular point. We talked about how good the bullpen has been. It looks numbers-wise like the starting pitching has certainly been pretty solid, more than adequate. Let's put it that way. What do you think?
Yeah, and that's I'll be honest with you, that's probably a concern. And because, again, Bryce Ward going down right away the first weekend, he had really kind of solidified himself into maybe being that lead guy for us. And unfortunately, tweaked his bicep, and it looks like he's going to be ready to go, 2 to 3 weeks, and maybe you're going to be able to start by then, but should be able to get back in and help us. But, other than that, we had kind of just two starts, and Brogan Heinen was good one weekend and a little inconsistent this past weekend. Colton Kalmus still trying to get settled in. It's 35 pitches, 3 innings in South Carolina. And, it was every hitter, 5, 6, 7 pitches, and he just could not find command, but found a way through his competitive nature to somehow manage that thing. And then Parker Rigler has been better. So what I like about Parker is the fact last year when he got in trouble, it was usually 4 or 5 runs up on the fourth inning, and this year it's been 1. And I think, the 2 times that he's gotten into trouble, bases loaded, 1 out, or second, 3rd, 1 out, he's only given up 1 run. And that's a step in the right direction for him. Justin Heskett's been the other one, and he had a kind of a tricky inning the other day. Somebody pitched around, the bases loaded, and 2 walks, hit by a pitch, and I'm pulling my hair out, and somebody gets out of that thing with 1 run, and next thing you know, he cruises through the next 3 innings. So starting pitching is a concern, but we've done okay, and then if we can just find a way again to get into that 5th, 6th inning, the bullpen has been pretty good.
Brad Hill talking with us here on Wildcat Insider. For the lineup, you had obviously a lot of experience coming back, particularly in the infield and obviously behind the plate with Josh Ouellette as well. Seems like those guys have been pretty good with having timely hits. It's been, the big names that have gotten some of the biggest hits so far this year for you. How are you feeling about those guys right now?
Yeah, you said the right word, timely, because we're not really swinging the bats great as a team or even really good. But we're doing things timely and capitalizing on the other team's mistakes. And that's, again, a sign of a positive thing with your team. I know offensively we have way more potential than what we're showing right now, and that's maybe a good thing, too, is that we haven't tapped into that yet. But we do need to get some guys going. Don't get me wrong. We need to get some guys going. But, I'm a guy that likes to score runs, but 4 and 3 and 5 has been good enough so far. But we have had timely hitting, and Jake Scudder starting to come around a little bit. Steve Serratore, continues to get some big hits. He's a better hitter than what he's shown at average-wise, but he's getting some big hits for us. And, Quentin Crandall's probably been the most consistent. He's given 2 to 3 really good at-bats every day, whether it's a couple hits or a walk. He's doing some things nice. And, of course, the first and the leadoff spot, leading hitting right now, hits about 2-7.
Brad Hill, our guest. I'm not a weatherman, but you're back home finally this weekend. Knock on wood, the weather looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was a little concerned. I'm like, it's a great weekend in the 70s. We may have been the premier spot in the country to prepare a team. So in Manhattan, Kansas, in the 70s, and we're outside and beautiful. And then, of course, we go to South Carolina. Nice there, but you look back home, my wife's going pulling on Friday. I'm going, because I know we're a week away from opening day, but it looks like, hopefully, knock on some wood here, it's going to be a decent weekend and upper 50s, maybe low to mid 60s. That's a good one. We'll take that any time in Manhattan, Kansas.
Absolutely.
No doubt about that. Eastern Illinois coming in for 3 games, 3 o'clock on Friday for the home opener. Brad, best of luck in the home opener this weekend. Appreciate you stopping by, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.
There's Brad Hill with us here on Wildcat Insider. Again, tweet your questions or comments to us at the Game KMAN. We could take a phone call here at the end of the hour, 537-1350. If you have thoughts on the men's basketball situation, we'll look a little bit at what's going on in the Big 12. The NCAA tournament picture not only changing with K-State right now, but also changing with the rest of the conference, seemingly. This is Wildcat Insider.